Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro.
And today our guest is, ta-da, Constance Huff. You may have heard of her. She works for KSKA. But she's with us today because she went to the theater conference in Valdez for the first time, and we wanted to talk to her. She was our audience. Not that we had an audience of one, but she was part of our audience. And so I think I'm going to just get a start and say, what did you like best?
It was so wonderful, the whole conference to me. I can't believe it's been going on for 18 years, and this is the first time I finally got myself down to Valdez to attend. It was the play labs during the day were great, interesting, especially even for someone like myself that is not a playwright and knows little or nothing about the art and the craft of playwriting. Educational for me, fascinating for me. During the play labs, when the plays are read, the level of acting, excellent. So that was all entertaining and educational. Then every night, a fully produced play, some of which I had missed when they were playing in Anchorage. They weren't all Anchorage productions. There was one from a Los Angeles theater company.
Blood and Thunder.
Exactly, yeah. And they were also excellent. So I'm just committed. I want to do this every year, and I urge folks who enjoy being in an audience, enjoy learning, go to the Last Frontier Theater Conference next year.
Well, that's good to hear. Now I don't feel so silly for attending it every year. No, not that I do. it's one of those things that you make the commitment to do it. It's kind of like you want to go to like McCarthy and see the Kennecott Mine. I mean, you have to, you know, do it to do it. Otherwise, you know, here we go again, back to winter. You know, there's this like little tiny window of summer, and it's nice in the summer. It was earlier this year, the conference in Valdez. Usually it's a month later, and I think we had better weather, generally speaking. It was beautiful there every day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it was nice. Now, as a first-time attendee, the Play Lab is where they preview new work. And authors get an input from, there's a panel on the panel. Did you find the panel discussions helpful?
Very interesting. And so just to give a little more information, there are play labs. The plays might be a brief one act, or some of the others were fully produced. And you have to choose. There's so much going on there. You can only go to one thing at a time. There'll be like three plays, if they're the shorter plays, or two to choose from. The play is read by readers that are actors, and as I say,
that have had at least one rehearsal.
Absolutely, yes. And then there's a panel of critics, writers. You might describe them better.
Yeah, practitioners, people who are playwrights or academics, or just people who know a lot about what they're talking about.
Well, usually we'll have a director, another playwright, or an actor,
dramaturg.
A dramaturg.
Right.
They're mixes, but usually there's
person who researches a play and helps shape it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So
yeah.
That
yeah.
Variety of. Of
expertise,
a panel, and then also the folks in the audience, there were maybe 30, 40 people in each, that had input, because most of them are playwrights. It is a playwriting conference, but I'm going to stress again, you do not have to be a playwright to enjoy this conference. I am not, and I loved it.
It's, well, if you can imagine going to, say, six plays a day, including one that's fully staged.
And then seeing between 8 and 12 at the Fringe Festival. Did you get to go to the Fringe Fest?
I didn't. It started at 10 o'clock at night, and frankly, I'm getting so old, I'm asleep. But I feel like I missed out a little, and I will certainly make the effort next time to sleep in a few days so I can see that.
Sleep deprivation. I was sleeping like 3-4 hours a night, and then people go out and they have, you know, they can convene and continue to discuss their craft in the bar, and that thing goes on, and especially a town like Valdez. I went to one Fringe, the last one, when they had their little 24-hour overnighter, and there were 12 plays.
Oh, my.
And they were all pretty good, and the people, you know, they go to town, these actors, they just love an audience. What? So, it was just, I thought, if somebody came in off the street and watched this, they would think these people are crazy, because it was just, it's very intense. It's a very specialized obsession, and it just gets more and more obsessive as the day wears on. So by the time you get to the Fringe, it's you know, not fanatical, but everybody's like really happy to be there. It's like a bunch of kids. It's like a giant romper room, you know. But it was so much fun to see Constance there at the conference. Constance Conference. It's a T, right? Because it's usually the usual suspects. And then to see somebody there just kind of floating from thing to thing, I would often wonder, well, I wonder what she's thinking. She's sorry she came, or is this fun? I hope it's still fun for her. I had like my fingers crossed, just, you know, after 3 days, like, you know what? I get it. Enough is enough. You know?
Well, you had a play read.
I did.
And I understand that you went to his rehearsal.
Yes, I was interested in seeing how that is done, and Mark was kind enough to let me see the rehearsal for The Dream of the Giant Squid. And I thought it was so good when it was presented that the first thing one of the panelists said was, "This is like Twilight Zone," and
yeah.
It so exactly was.
And that was kind of, yeah, half, you know, I thought of that after I wrote it, I thought, because that was written as an overnighter there in Valdez a couple of years ago, yeah, yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest Connie Huff of KSKA talking about the Valdez Theater Conference. So I saw your play, and I laughed, and I thought it was intended to be Twilight Zone, so
yeah, it was. Yeah. It was that kind of a thing.
So some of the panelists seem to be taking it more seriously. I
don't
know whether
they
that's good
get
or bad.
It. I mean, what's not to get? There was something that I was a little bit surprised in that they were kind of real sober. You know, I use that word again, but I think they were tired, maybe. Well, we saw your play too, Jean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I was at the Paula reading at your house when it first came out. And then we saw
that was called Rondo, and it was a very interesting play about a challenging subject. And one of the things I agreed with the panel that was such a good example of the kind of details that can help a playwright. I'm sure when you're writing the play, you know the character so well, you know their jobs and all of that, and there was a misconception amongst the panelists and the audience of what the one of the main characters' jobs was. She was a statistician, not a social worker, and that's going to be real easy for you to add a couple of sentences early
Absolutely.
In the play to help that out. And I thought, oh yeah, that's going to make a big difference once we understand that.
Yeah, these little things that are overlooked could be easily fixed. The play was about domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are working in that field, and how there was a domestic violence situation with the people who were also working, you know, behind the scenes, compiling data on the statistics in society and how widespread it is,
and multi-generational,
and trans-classic, across classes, and economic, et cetera, another thing detail was that they came to was when you had the people making light of it, you know, just like people like nurses in an emergency room might, you know, just for their own, you know, psychic health, that became controversial with the panel.
And that's easily fixed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, not to fix, but people in the audience came to your defense and said, well, that's what we do. You know, I mean, I work in that field. And of course, we, you know, it's not just like, woe is me all the time. You'd go crazy if you couldn't, you know, lighten it up and make a joke every now and then.
But that's easy to fix.
Yes. And so both of you as playwrights find these extremely educational,
absolutely.
Clearly.
Yeah. Not only that, but one of the things that isn't seen in the play lab for prospective playwrights is that one of the panelists is assigned to you. And mine spent an hour and a half with me talking about tiny details of playwriting, which were extremely useful.
Well, you were lucky. I think maybe they felt like they didn't have anything to say to me. Because somebody, maybe that was my point person, came over to me and said, so you're okay with this? Oh. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I said, I don't know, you know, I guess so. And they said, okay, goodbye. And it was like...
Well, some by then, as you say, maybe some were a little overworked or overwhelmed. But I remember you had had that conversation and I with your one-on-one, and obviously things need to be fixed, challenged, and that kind of stuff. So I saw you shortly afterwards, and I said, Jean, that was so good. And you said, oh, I'm glad to hear it, because I've been only hearing what needs to be fixed.
Yeah, it's easy just to hear the criticism. I mean, the bad stuff. Not that that's bad, but people kind of walk away feeling somewhat dejected, that kind of a thing. But they also give you the caveat of, you know what, just, you know, where... You know you more than we know you. Stick to your guns. Do what you need to do. Take what you want and leave the rest.
That's always what they say.
You can't write by committee. It's a personal vision.
We're running out of time, and I just wanted you to make that suggestion you made to us while we were chatting before the show about people coming down with their RVs.
Oh, well, and we were lucky, as you say. Other than one day of rain, it was fabulous weather, and there's a lot of RV parks right there. Oh, by the way, I should mention this is held in the convention center in Valdez. What a nice facility that is. That worked so well.
Gorgeous view all around.
Yeah, and then there's the theater in there. It's just great. I thought, boy, people who have RVs often want a destination. As you mentioned, Mark, this is, you know, one of the first weeks of summer coming here. And I could see, like, I didn't go with my husband. I could see the dogs and him coming next year and they going fishing and going to the occasional play lab and then every night seeing a great play. So I think this could be an enjoyable event for all kinds of people. And you mentioned that, you know, people do get tired near the end. It's a whole 10 days, is it? Yeah. I was only able to come for the
nine
week.
Think,
yeah. So I didn't get to
but
come.
But you don't have to stay the whole time.
No, you don't.
Been for a few days.
Right. Uh-huh. And I don't want folks to think that this had a serious feeling, because was a fun event. It was a really wonderful event. And I know I'm gushing, and I just can't help it.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yes,
because I was worried. I was thinking she'd like come back shaking her head thinking, oh boy, here we go again.
Oh no, no, definitely not. And I will let you folks get to your calendar as we run out of time.
Okay, great.
Thank you
well,
very
thanks.
Much, Connie.
Yeah, that was our guest, Constance Huff of KSKA, talking about this past Last Frontier Theater Conference. Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. This summer, there will be a number of camps and classes for children and adults in all aspects of acting and theater. For instance, TVA Theater Summer Academy begins in June 15th. They have a number of academies for various aspects of theater. For information, call 677-PLAY or email play@TBA Theater, that's theater is spelled with an R-E on the end, .org, tbatheater.org.
And Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River also has their summer camp, 9-day musical theater camp for ages 5 and up. And this begins June 1st through the 11th. For information, call 694-8908 or go to akfinearts.org.
The Summer Film Festival Intensive is being held, and they have room for 10 more kids. Come and learn how a film is produced. This starts June 3rd. For information, go to info@talentgps.com.
And Anchorage Community Theater, ACT, presents Magic Showcase, The Return of Inspector Pierre Poupon. And that's on Sunday, June 6th at 3 p.m. And ACT will also hold 3 sessions of Don Russell's Magic Camps this summer for kids ages 9 and up. These camps have been popular at ACT for several years. Admission to the June 6th Magic Show is included. Tickets are available online, or you can go to www.actalaska.org for more information or call 868-4913.
Alaska Theater of Youth Summer Conservatory 2010 will run June 21st to July 24th. There will be a number of aspects, a regular, a musical, a technical, and a fairy tale theater. For information, go to alaskatheaterofyouth.org. And that is also spelled theater with a T-R-E.
And finally, we have an audition notice for the Port City Players Summer Stock Theater production of The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler to be held on June 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Resurrect Art Coffee House in Seward, Alaska. So this is down in Seward. We're looking for 10 women of all ages, shapes, and ethnicity to participate in our Reader's Theater production. No theater experience is needed. These are the red monologues. For information, contact Cindy Eklund at 362-2276. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksKA.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Miro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.